from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're talking about one woman's truth, dating a cab driver, and the ban from Hoboken. David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle and joins me, and not from Hoboken, though it's a town with a great musical history.
That's right. I think Frank Sinatra came from there and went on to, you know, fairly decent career. And I've been dating a lot of cab drivers and tow truck drivers all week long because my car is dead, so I can kind of identify with that.
Poor Altima. Let's start with a bit of Texas R&B.
Let me be your everlasting light.
That's Ruthie Foster off her newish CD, Let It Burn. She's got a really soulful voice. I really love listening to her. And I was surprised to see also that she did a tour in the Navy as a member of the Navy band.
That's right, she did. And before that, of course, like so many singers, she got her start singing in church choirs. The newish album, Let It Burn, was nominated for a Grammy in the blues category. She has a really versatile voice with a lot of authenticity. I really love her.
Ruthie Foster plays Berkeley's Freight and Salvage tonight, and then she's up in Sebastopol at the Sebastopol Community Cultural Center, such a hip town, and then Kuwumba Jazz Center in Santa Cruz on Sunday. A couple of plays now. I wanted to highlight the show Pilgrims Musa and Sherry in the New World by Egyptian-American playwright Yusuf El Gwindi. He's written some sharply political plays, but this is a romantic comedy featuring an Egyptian cab driver falling for an Anglo waitress. And it's got a terrific cast. That's what really caught my eye. Gabe Marin, Carl Lumley, and Rebecca Schweitzer, center rep in Walnut Creek, presents Pilgrims Musa and Sherry in the New World through May 12th. David, you wanted to talk about the touring production of the Scottish drama Black Watch.
ACT is bringing that to the Bay Area, and it's not going to be held at the Geary Theater. It's such a big spectacle that it's going to be held at the community center at the Armory in the Mission. But it's based on real stories of Black Watch soldiers during the Iraq War. Sounds absolutely fantastic.
Black Watch is in previews today and tomorrow and opens Sunday at the Armory Community Center in San Francisco's Mission District, continuing through mid-June. Now, something from a band that just about invented indie music. Fine arrangement from Yola Tengo off their latest album, Fade. And this indie band is not fading away.
No, not at all. They are from Hoboken. Formed in 1984, Ira Kaplan and Georgia Hubley, who are married, are kind of the core of the group. They've been going strong for all these years, reinventing themselves constantly. They're critics' darlings, but they also maintain a very, very loyal cult following, one of the most loyal in pop music.
Yola Tengo plays two nights Saturday and Sunday at the Fillmore in San Francisco. And Smuin Ballet has what should be a great program for its spring season, including something with the title of Petal by a choreographer who used to work with Michael Smuin.
That's right. That's Helen Pickett. And this is the West Coast premiere of that work. It's on the program appropriately called Spring Bouquet. Also on that program is Jazzin' by Daryl Grand Moultrie, set to great jazz standards. And also Michael Smuin's piece Chant Auvergne, more of a classical work, really should be quite lovely.
Smuin Ballet is all over the Bay Area the next few weeks. You got to go to our website for details, but they are playing the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts tonight through the 19th, down in the South Bay at the Mountain View Center for the Performing Arts later in May, at Walnut Creek's Lesher Center for the Arts in the late May and early June, and in Carmel at the Sunset Center in early June. And now, an army of two.
I came, I saw, tore down.
That's some really charming pop from Ollie Muirs, sounding here a little bit like the Beatles and NSYNC got all mixed up in the blender.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and if you want to know more about Ollie Muir, actually, he's written his autobiography, which, you know, is about time since he's 28 years old. But he really, he's great. He was a runner-up on The X Factor, the original British version. He's really kind of an inventive young singer-songwriter with an ability to perform in a number of different styles. And the show is selling quite briskly at the Fillmore.
Ollie Muir plays the Fillmore in San Francisco Tuesday night. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Check our website for details on these and other shows, kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.